1.6.6.
Cool features.
Freaky foof. Take the salsa route. Did I tell you the sad story that happened with the Boss Jock jingle? The idea was create a Boss Jock jingle, and then I could just change the one part where it says the version number and just leave the beginning, right? Because I get lazy. So I figured I could make the front of the jingle and then just change out the 1.5 with like 1.6.6, 1.7, you know, that sort of thing. But that was on the iPad that blew up. My first iPad mini. In fact, I was using it at the time. There was this show that was being produced. It was sort of a gong show type of thing. And they have, the judges are via remote satellite uplink, quote unquote. And so what we do is we use Skype. And we have these judges sort of patched in to watch the show via Skype. And the setup was using iPads on both sides having running Skype connections and piped in to route the audio to them so that the performers could hear the judges and vice versa, and everybody could see everybody. So I had the little iPad mini, and it was spitting out audio from its headphone jack, and it was also spitting out a VGA, through the VGA dongle of the iPad mini, and it was running Skype at the same time. And it got hotter than I've ever felt an iPod get before. And then it died. It burnt itself up in the line of battle, on duty, out and about in the field, you know? I guess an honorable way for an iPad to go. But that's how that iPad went. And unfortunately, it had no backup and had the jingle on it. So it took the jingle with it. So all I have now is the 1.5 jingle. So it's time to make a new jingle, I'm thinking. Enough hope for me about that iPad and the jingle. Time for something. That one was way too 80s rock, hair metal style. Need something fresher, probably. So Jeff Thompson asked me a couple days ago, was asking about stretching the foam windscreen over the bottom of the iPhone in order to use it as a pop filter. I'm using that again right now. Its AGC is off. Gain is turned down a little bit because I'm closer on the mic. And the pop filter foam thing is just stretched over the bottom of the iPhone 6 and my case. And Jeff asked if it got in the way of the slider or any of the interfaces. Well, one of the tricks is also you flip it over and the interface does 180. So it doesn't get in the way of the mic trigger or the finish button, but it gets in the way of the carts. And generally, you know what? It's one of those things where you get first impressions. You do it, you know, doing something 10 times or 5 times. It's not enough. You got to live with it for a while. And as cool as it is, as well as it works, just to stretch this piece of foam over the bottom of the iPhone 6 and flip it over and use it as a mic pop filter, is, you know, it's a C minus and falling because it's such a pain in the butt. It does get in the way. And I'm constantly flipping the phone around and trying to get to the home button because it covers up the home button and sort of goes over the carts a little bit. It is. It's a pain. It is a pain. And you know what? The trade-offs are worth it. It's really not that bad. It's just, it could be better. Really wish somebody made a foam pop filter. I'm going to do a little research. Hit up one company already just to see. Because there was, back in the day, somebody was making a foam size. It was precisely the size for the iPhone 4, 4S. But obviously things have changed with the 4S, the 5, 5S, the 6, and the 6. And the big 6. 6 Plus. And who knows what's coming next. So finding a pop filter solution that could fit these different form factors. And the iPad 2, absolutely. The iPad 2. The iPad as well. I mean, now the iPad keeps its hole in different places depending upon the microphone. Little hole is in a different place. It's not as close to the headphone jack, but it would be great to get something that worked. Because I think it makes a huge difference. I think that not having to bring any equipment out at all, just to be able to pull your phone out and get there at a B minus quality audio, C++ audio. You know, I've heard some things on NPR when they've used iPhones and stuff. It's lower fidelity. I think this could really work in a pinch. And it is the camera. It's the studio that you have in your pocket. The best studio is the one you have in your pocket, right? Maybe. So, yes, it is a pain to stretch it over the phone, but I think it unlocks a tremendous upgrade in the quality of the audio. Probably hearing the echo in this room, this may sound counter to the point I'm trying to make, but I'm again in a room with empty walls and lots of echo. But if I lay on the floor, it makes a big difference too. Or throw a blanket over your head. Little tweaks go a long way. I think the foam filter stretched over goes a long way. Maybe I just need to get out a pair of scissors and chop off the bottom of this foam filter to make a difference. So I guess technically it is the 18th. Oh, I'm sorry. Technically it's the 19th, but this is Audiomo 18. I haven't gone to sleep yet. So I'm trying to use that loophole. It's not the next day until you go to sleep. Plus, you got things like time zones and stuff like that. I could be in California. If I was in California, it would be what time? 3 hours earlier. I'd still be in the window. Because it's two. Two here. 3 hours back. 11 o'clock. That'd put me in the window. So pretend I'm in California. Audiomo 18. Talking about using things. You really got to live with them to know how they become part of your workflow, whether you can count on them, that sort of thing. I have an Apogee microphone that doesn't see as much use, this Audiomo, because of stretching this pop filter over there. The Apogee mic, love that microphone. I love it. It's a $200, $230 microphone, depending upon which model you get. They have a 96K and a 16-bit 44.1 version. Still one of my favorite purchases. The thing is built like a tank. I feel like I can count on it. It's just the right size. And I feel like, even though it is a condenser, I feel like it's incredibly flexible. It's good. But again, you got to put this. I use the same pop filter on the Apogee mic because you know what? I can't believe, you know, this mic, that mic should have shipped with one because we're using it without the pop filter. It's a whole different story. The unsung hero of the audio world. The pop filter. We'll take us out with a little freaky foof. I'm gonna get some shut eye. See you tomorrow.